It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Matt Marsh. Going to be talking about the Express Wrestling and Straw Bale Fundraiser, the annual one. And so nice to have you back on the show with us again.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
So this is, did you say the third year?
This is the third year that we're doing this.
This is great. So it's a way for kids. And I know your father said it's a great way for kids to get out there and show their muscles, right?
Yep, he was kind of the mastermind of it. He used to talk about, you know, picking up bales all the time on the farm as a kid. Always said toughest athletes are farm kids, you know, just chores and the nature of the job. So, and I got together with Eric Broughton, one of our Express Wrestling families, and he has a farm up by Daisy. And he has a harvests rye every year, and rye works really well for straw bales. You know, they're not too heavy like alfalfa bales, but and we pick the bales up, and the kids have fun. They're out there earning their fundraiser. They're not going door to door, or putting a video on Facebook trying to sell whatever out of a magazine or you know, snacks, whatever. But they get their boots on the ground. They get their hands dirty. You know. They get to experience a little bit of farm life, too. It's a whole kind of an afternoon event. They have, after we're done picking up the straw bales, we have events for the kids. We have some relay races where they have to pick up a bale and run and, you know, back and forth. And then we have a bale stacking contest. And then the Eric has sheep up there, and the kids like to get in there and try to ride one of them.
A little mutton busting, too.
A little mutton busting, too. So.
That sounds like fun. Yep. And this will be held Saturday?
This is Sunday. Sunday.
Sunday, tell us.
The 11th. It's held at the Broughton Farm, right up near Daisy. We usually get between 30, 40 kids come up and help, and family, you know, parents help pick up bales. Trailers show up from, you know, farmers or ranchers that want a few. We bring a whole bunch of them back to Valley City, and I have them for sale up at my shop, Bob's Excavating Shop, right up on Winnesho Road, across from Econo Lodge. They're, we're selling for $5 a piece. So we're going to bring about 500 of them back this year. We have a couple ranchers that are going to show up, and we're going to load their trailers right there, right in the field. It's a great opportunity for the kids, great experience for the kids. It's a cool fundraiser. Last couple of years, we've had businesses sponsor a quarter per bale or a dollar per bale. This year, if somebody wants to do that, great. I mean, it's awesome. Or if somebody wants to just make a flat donation as well, you know, for the kids out there working hard, and that's also accepted. The Express Wrestling is a 501c3 nonprofit, so we can definitely get you a donation receipt. Okay. You know, if you want, willing to donate your business or your family, farm, whatever.
And if they're willing to do that, if they need to get a hold of you, how can they do that, Matt?
They can get a hold of me. My cell phone number is 840-0195, or they can find me on Facebook, send me a Facebook message. If anybody wants to buy some, like I said, they'll be for sale up at the Bob's Excavating Shop next week. There'll be three or four big trailers up there stacked, you know, 8-9 high with straw bales.
Oh, I know. That's great, those photos. And thanks in the past for sending us photos. Look forward to the new ones again. Let's talk a little bit about Express Wrestling. Where are we at? We've got lots of excitement, right, with wrestling because our varsity team has done well over the last few years.
Well over the last few years. The growth of girls wrestling, you know, I hope it just keeps growing. We had over 90 kids in the K-6 last year, which it was busy. We had a lot more coaches last year, a lot more parents, people in the community come in to help. We had 36 girls in Express Wrestling last year. The year before that, we had 22.
Wow.
So we grew by 14 girls.
That's great.
So, and our high school girls team does very well. They're continuing to grow. And with a big slug of girls coming, you know, we're going to have field a full girls team here in the next couple of years.
Good deal. And of course, the boys wrestling remains strong, obviously, with the success the varsity has had over the last few years.
We have a lot of dedicated coaches, a lot of dedicated parents, and that's what it takes to keep it going.
It sure does. Well, Matt, anything else to add that I forgot to ask that you would like to?
I would just like to thank Valley City and you know, surrounding area for all their support. You know, we have a co-op with Barnes County North in Maple Valley, and it takes a lot of hands to make this program click. You know, this program funnels right into the high school program, and it takes a lot of people dedicated, you know, helping out, making this thing click. donating, you know, doing the fundraising part. So we can pay for kids to go to wrestling camps, you know, get new singlets, new uniforms, you know, new equipment, you know, opportunities for the kids, you know.
That's super.
It's appreciated. Appreciated.
You betcha, Matt. Well, if you need more information, it's this Sunday at the Broughton Farm. Contact Matt Marsh at 840-0195. How do we get to the Broughton Farm on Sunday?
I sent the direction.
Highway 1, right?
It's up the Highway 1 across the county road. I don't remember the county road.
Okay.
Sent the directions out to the families, but there'll be plenty of video and mm-hmm. pictures that I'll have posted and share with News Dakota later on.
Very good. So, thanks again, Matt.
Yep, thanks, Steve.
And good luck again with this fundraiser, okay?
Appreciate it.
Matt Marsh with Express Wrestling, the Straw Bale fundraiser this Sunday at Broughton Farm near Daisy, North Dakota. Our guest, Matt, today on our Voice of the Valley program.